You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 17, Abortion and Scripture. Today's challenge: Catholics shouldn't oppose abortion. The Bible never says anything about abortion or when we get our souls. Today's defense: this objection supposes that we need the Bible to address the subject. We don't. First, reason alone is capable of establishing that the unborn are innocent human beings and thus have a right to life. See days 70, 88, 185, 191, and 202. Second, Catholics are not Protestants and do not have to verify everything from Scripture alone. See Day 5. Compare Catechism of the Catholic Church 2270 to 2275. Third, Scripture contains principles that apply to the question of abortion. The most fundamental principle is in the Ten Commandments: "You shall not kill," Exodus 20:13, Deuteronomy 5:17. Though the King James Version and older translations use the word kill in this passage, the Hebrew term, ratsach, has a more specialized meaning. Thus, many modern translations render the commandment, "You shall not murder," or "You shall not commit murder." The Ten Commandments don't explicitly apply this principle to unborn children, but the Bible recognizes that they are, in fact, children, and that they must be protected. Exodus states, "When men strive together and hurt a woman with child, so that there is a miscarriage," literally, "and her children go out, and yet no harm follows, the one who hurt her shall be fined, according as the woman's husband shall lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. If any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot." Exodus 21, 22-24. The fact that the unborn are indeed children, and that we ourselves were in our mother's wombs, comes out in a particularly touching way in the Scriptures, such as when the Psalms declare, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. For thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise thee, for thou art fearful and wonderful." Psalm 139, verses 1, 13, and 14. See also Job 31, 14-15, and Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. Scripture also notes that the spirit is what keeps the body alive, so that the body apart from the spirit is dead, James 2:26. Since a living human being is present from the moment of conception, the soul is present from that time as well. See Catechism of the Catholic Church 365.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.